Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan. And this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams. Man, I'm blown away with how little people know how to communicate, right? Like just the lack of understanding of what communication can look like healthy communication. But at the same time, like it makes sense why it's not like something that we're all good at, because again, it's like we're not taught this kind of stuff in school. Parents don't really teach us this kind of stuff, especially if we're looking like at, you know, parents that we have or their parents. It's like communication definitely wasn't something that was like encouraged. It's maybe a little easier now than it ever has been, but I don't know. It just blows me away. Like the interactions I have with people, like bumping into random people who I knew through school or, you know, like even some of my friends, I'm just blown away with how little etiquette they have around like what healthy communication looks like. Just wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a symptom of the modern world, you know, like surely our devices are making us. But also I suppose before that, you know, it was the same, you know, like what was the example we were talking about earlier where it's just like, you know, if someone does something to you that you feel uncomfortable with, it's just way easier to, you know, more commonly you see people just block it out and just go into their own world and pretend it doesn't exist. Like, you know, just like avoid it or, you know,
or engage in an argument with it.
Right? Yeah. You know? Whereas like, you know, I was telling someone the other day where it's just like, you know, in my last relationship, I never really had arguments. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, what do you mean? What do I mean? It's just like when you get the opportunity and you feel something, it's like, you know, I'd have to go away and like think about how I felt. And then you'd bring it to the table and you're like, hey, look, just so you know, like this is how I feel about that thing. And this is how I feel. Oh yeah. By the way, guys, you know, there's a little bit of a rain vibe happening outside at the moment. We thought we'd include you in this part of the MetaMinds episode. It's an extra cozy episode.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't hear it, that means I'm really good at audio editing.
Mm.
But if you can, enjoy it, relax, you know, listen to this episode on communication.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I forgot what the point I was like finalizing there. But it's just like, yeah, it seems so obvious that it's like a lot of your problems can actually be solved by simply just communicating how you feel. And it's not actually awkward, but people seem to perceive it to be.
Yeah. And like that being said, like you and I aren't perfect communicators, right? There are times that we say things that the other person's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, what are you trying to say there? And, you know, times that both of us, I'm sure, like myself, I'll talk to myself, like times that I can be reactive, for example, with my partner. And maybe I don't communicate things the way that I intended to communicate things. But the fact that I have the awareness of it or will reflect on it and go, well, maybe I could have communicated that better for next time. Or, you know, when I go back and communicate the situation again, I'm aware that, hey, I didn't mean it in that way. I'm sorry if I, you know, I'm sorry if it came across that way. Where, like you said before, like, it's just wild how people kind of just disengage from conflict or disengage from a tough conversation because they perceive it as something that's going, you know, something they want to run away from kind of thing. And I mean, it could come from lots of different things, right? Trauma or discomfort with conflict or feeling like they don't want to maybe hurt the other person's feelings, or they want to people please, so they're not going to say anything. But yeah, I don't know. I just see it all the time, obviously, with like counseling and when I'm communicating with people, but I see it with just people in day to day.
Yeah, you know? In general.
Like just in general, like I've just observed people all the time. Like I'm sure people listening in now, like enjoy people watching. I'm sure we've got people out there who are avid people watchers. Like it's just fascinating. I watch the communication between like a partnership, a couple out and about, and you just see that it's like, the message hasn't been received by the other person.
It makes you feel a little bit awkward sometimes as well. Because it's like, yeah, when you are watching engagements happen, you know, and you're like, you start to feel, oh, and you're like bunching up and you're like, it's because like you can clearly see that one person's trying to communicate one thing and it's going into the other person's ear in a different way.
Yeah.
They're perceiving it in a different way.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that person A is actually a poor communicator.
Mm.
But in those instances, sometimes it is where it's like, if you just said it that way, it would be very clear for everybody, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And in a professional environment is also where it's like, you know, very, very lacking. There it is. There's some poor communication for you. It's very lacking.
Mm.
So, you know, we're not all perfect, especially in the moment. But as well, you know, I was still able to communicate what my intentions were with that thing. So let me justify what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
No, but yeah, in a professional environment, it's just like, it's even worse, especially you see it on emails. Like some people like over-explain themselves and they go, and it's just like you just wasted 45 minutes like writing this email when you could have just said like, hi, cool, thanks, appreciate it, bye.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and we don't know how long they're sitting thinking about what they're meaning, what the tone could be and if it's going to be perceived in a certain way. Yeah, I think we're all like pretty sensitive. I've said this in other episodes. Like I think we're all just kind of these little inner children, or these like children that we're kind of wounded potentially, and we're so fearful of so many different things, of how we're going to be perceived and if we're going to be rejected. And I think there's a lot of themes that run through us of like the fear of someone not truly understanding us, so we can over-explain, or the fear of conflict, which could be perceived as like, well, if I get in a conflict with this person that I care about, then that could mean to them that I don't love them anymore, I don't care about them. But it's like, but you can have a conversation that can be tough to have and can bring up emotions, but it can still be like productive, right? And I guess that's where like prefacing a conversation comes in, where you actually communicate to the other person, hey, I really want to have a tough conversation right now. Is this the right time to talk? Just so you're like on the same page, asking for their permission. And then let's say the other person goes, no, this isn't the right time. You go, okay, well, can we talk tomorrow about this? It's something I really want to talk through. So then when you then go into that conversation, you've already got the permission. You're not catching them off guard.
You've pre-framed it.
You pre-framed
it. You both know what it's about, what's happening,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then when you go into it, you're just communicating, hey, you know, what I want to talk about right now is a tough topic. I might not communicate it in the best way. You know, it might come across in a different way to you. Please clarify later on after I've said my piece. But what I'm saying right now has got nothing to do with me not loving you or caring about you, whoever you're talking to, obviously. But it's something that, you know, is sitting with me uncomfortably. And I just want to let you know that it's just sitting a bit weird. And I just want to talk it through. Again, this is coming from a place of respect. I want us to communicate openly. You let me know what's coming up for you. But I just have to say this to kind of say my piece. Like saying something like that can kind of help the other person see. It's like, okay, well, it sounds like their intentions are coming from a place of just trying to communicate without trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
Because again, we're so sensitive. Yeah, it's like, so are they trying to hurt us or hurt me? You know, are they saying that?
And your ego can get triggered so well.
Yeah.
And that's why that preframe is really good as well. Because yeah, you're just like, you're setting that ego up to let them know that it's like, I need to say something to you, but this is how I'm actually, you know, yeah, this is, I'm not trying to hurt you, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to attack you. You don't need to defend yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's how arguments start, you know?
For sure.
It's like when, yeah, you just like, you try and communicate something. Yeah, the whole pre-framing idea is so important, where you just like, it's just like, you know, I hate it when you do that. It's like, boom, it's game over. Mm. Like, you know, but it's just like, hey, I really just need to say that, it makes me feel this way when you do something like that. It's like totally different. And that's only a small pre-frame, you know?
Yeah.
And I do this like with friends as well. And it's just like, you know, it depends on if you're the type of person that can receive feedback like this and stuff, but it's just like, you know, and we do it to each other as well. It's like, Dan, I've got some social feedback for you right now if you're open to it, you know? And that's like, hey, I'm about to tell you something that you're doing that I think you can improve on.
Mm.
And if I just said it, like, hey, man, like, you know, I can't think of an example right now, but it's just like, hey, man, you suck at squash.
Right.
You know, you'd be like,
that's fact.
Yeah, last few games.
Well, I won today, actually. So,
yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, you did, actually, yeah. But yeah, like, if I just came out with that, that would trigger your ego, you know, maybe not necessarily, but it has a high likelihood of triggering ego. And all of a sudden you resent me. You don't like me. You're on the defensive. You're like, why did he say that? You're going to go away and think about it later and make up stories about why I am in the wrong in that situation. But if I preframe it with like, hey, can I just give you some social feedback right now? I think, you know, this could benefit you if you're open to it.
Yeah.
You can always say no, you know, the person could always say no and you're like, all good. I'll just think about it later on.
Yeah, all good. I'll just leave.
Yeah. But if I say it like that and it just comes across to you that it's like, I'm not trying to attack you. I just need you to know something and I'm your friend on your side trying to help you improve, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And sometimes I've heard you say it where it's like, you know, take it or leave it kind of thing. Like you frame it in a way of like, hey, I've got some feedback for you. Take it or leave it. Remember, this is just coming from my perspective. I'm just trying to help you. The intention is just to be a good friend.
Yeah.
It's like you're communicating, hey, what I'm doing is this. I'm not trying to hurt you.
And sometimes it still triggers them.
Of course, because we so heavily identify with like who we are, right? And it's like we're so protective and defensive of this identity we've created. So, I mean, that's something that we all could work on, right?
Well, yeah, but, yeah, that comes down to, you know, ego and being aware of your own ego in terms of yourself receiving that feedback as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, in terms of delicately framing things to actually communicate what you actually want to for the best outcome for everyone, you know, if you are the communicator, this is probably, you know, where it's at.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.